Welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup is a big one as DeSales hosts Steubenville. And now here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week. Good evening, everyone. Hello, and welcome back to the studios of AM 820. I am Ryan Baker, and welcome to the CCL Football Game of the Week. It is a big one tonight as DeSales at 7-1 hosts 5-2 Steubenville. The Big Red, an offensive juggernaut this year, scoring more than 40 points 5 times on the season, and they're very battle-tested, playing teams from Canada, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Pittsburgh, and another school in Pennsylvania, only playing 2 teams. Teams from the state of Ohio. Let's go ahead and get you up to date here on what's going on for the other Catholic teams in week number 9. Hartley tonight is hosting Dayton Belmont over at Jack Ryan Field. Reedy takes on Bexley. That one's going down over at Fortress Field in Obetz. Watterson on the road in Dayton tonight at Welcome Stadium to take on Dunbar. And the Licking County League Cardinal Division is on the line tonight as Newark Catholic hosts Heath. Tomorrow afternoon, it's a weird time for St. Charles. Is there on the road at Youngstown Cheney. That one will kick off at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, and Fisher Catholic tomorrow night hosts Ridgedale. There are some big matchups in the area in week 9 this week, and league titles on the line in some of them. Let's get you started in the OCC. Marysville is at Hilliard-Davidson. Olentangy-Berlin taking on Dublin-Jerome. Olentangy-Liberty looks to remain undefeated. They are on the road at Olentangy-Orange. Pickerington-North is down in Lancaster to face the Golden Gales. Reynoldsburg is at Pickerington Central, and Westerville South takes on crosstown rival Westerville Central. In the City League, Centennial is at Northland, and Eastmore is on the road at South. And two titles on the line in the Mid-State League tonight as Amanda Clear Creek travels to Tays Valley and Whitehall heads to Harvest Prep. And then the same in the Licking County League, as we talked about Heath and Newark Catholic, but also undefeated Licking Valley takes on undefeated Granville as well. We will keep you up on those all night long. Don't forget, at halftime, we will have all the scores. I will be here, and this week, sports reporter Dave Papura filling in for the guru, Lee Cochran. He will be here at halftime and also after the game for the AM 820 scoreboard show. Our pregame show rolls on. Next, we will talk to the coaches. First up for Steubenville, then DeSales, and we will get you ready as we head out to Alumni Stadium for kick in tonight's CCL Football Game of the Week. DeSales hosts Steubenville. It's a big one. It's coming up next here on AM 820.
Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is your one-stop shop for the late vehicle at the late price. It's Ram Power Days, where you'll save up to $11,000 on new Ram 1500s or get up to $7,000 off on new Jeep Cherokees. The best deals you'll see are always on Route 33 in Lancaster. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Do you feel called to a career in ministry? Continue your faith journey as you pursue a master's degree in theology at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. ODU's Theology Master's Program will prepare you to serve in various roles within the Diocese of Columbus, including as a pastoral associate, director of parish schools, youth or campus minister, and high school religion teacher. And you can earn your master's by attending class just once a week. Get started now at ohiodominican.edu/theology.
It's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, maybe I want to get metal roofing, but I know my homeowners association is kind of fussy. Is there any option there?
Sure is, Randy. You call 721-ROOF and you let us come out and put a stone-coated stamp steel metal roof on your house with the look of shingles.
What's the financing like on that?
How about 0%, Randy? Does that hurt your feelings?
No, it does not. Can I get an insurance discount?
Sure can.
Call 614-721-ROOF or hit the net at
themetalroofcompany.com.
Regardless of where you are in life, Education First Investment Services, located at Education First Credit Union, can help you reach your financial goals. Financial advisor Don Brown is here to help walk you through your investment options. Whether you're interested in retirement, mutual funds, wealth management, or stock options, it is never too early or too late to begin investing. Make an appointment today to invest in your future. Visit us at educu.org.
Securities sold. Advisory services offered through CUNA Brokerage Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Not NCUA, NCUSIF, FDIC insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value.
Welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Big Red, a guy I first met back in 1984 when we worked on the state championship together, the one and only, hold your applause, Reno Sakac. And coach, how are you doing, you mad Hungarian, you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Let's talk about the season so far for Big Red. Happy or disappointed where you stand right now at 5-2 in the campaign?
Not really disappointed, but, you know, not real happy. You're not happy, especially coming off a loss like we did. You know, football is football, and the best teams are the teams that bounce back after a big win or bounce back after a horrible loss. The best thing I like about our players is they want to improve, but they know that they have to work hard to improve, and they're willing to do that.
Let's talk about Tavion Crawford at running back. Here's a guy that has rushed for nearly 1,600 yards. What makes him so special?
Probably his offensive line. If we took the offensive line out of the game, made him carry the ball on 32 or 33 or 34 or 35, I don't think he'd get very far. But what's positive about him is that he uses the offensive line. He has really good eyes and he trusts his eyes. But, you know, it's a combination of the offensive line and he. I don't like to talk about individuals, but, you know, since I like you, I will talk about them.
Reno, talk about your defense. Is a fair assessment to say they're a bend but don't break defense at times?
Well, they're a bend and sometimes they break, but hopefully they bend a little bit more than they break. But we've really played a really challenging schedule. If you look at the records of the team we've played, you'll see where it's been a really tough schedule, but we've stood up to it. And the two losses we have were just heartbreaking losses. You know, they weren't just something that we were out of the game. We lost them both at the end, and I don't know if that's a positive or a negative, but I'm pretty pleased with where we sit right now.
And, Coach, finally, keys to victory in the contest tonight when you take on DeSales. What does Big Red have to do?
You know, the keys to victory are the same in football no matter what. You have to protect the football. You know, the game's called football, so that's the most important thing is the football. And then the second thing that's very important is blocking and tackling. And you know, everybody says, well, no kidding, that's the key. Well, that is the key. If we block and we tackle and we protect the football, that doesn't mean we're going to win the game, but it means that we're going to be there at the end and we have an opportunity to win the game.
Reno, thank you for your time and the great work you've done all these years. God bless you on your trip and have a good game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, congratulations to you. I mean, I enjoy being a lifer in football. I'm 70 now, and I've been at it for 49 years, and you've been at it for a long time, and I just appreciate how thorough you are and the intelligent questions that you answer. That really surprises me. I didn't know if you were, that you would be that intelligent, but you are.
I finally got smart, Coach.
I really appreciate it. Seriously, it was a good interview. I appreciate it.
We'll take a break. More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Now's the perfect time to pursue your master's degree at Ohio Dominican University. Ohio Dominican's high-demand graduate programs in business, healthcare administration, education, and sport management will equip you with the skills you need to advance your career. With courses available 100% online and on campus during the evening, you can choose how, when, and where you earn your master's degree. Classes start soon. Apply now at ohiodominican.edu/grad.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Stallions, Ryan Wiggins. Coach, give us an update on the team right now after 8 weeks. Where are you, and are you where you want to be at this point in the season?
Well, certainly pleased with being 7-1. We've had some bumps in the road. We've had three different times where we've come from behind to win in the fourth quarter. Even these last couple games, we've had tie games in the second half where we had to kind of find a way and persevere. And so I think those are all good things about our team. I think we're resilient. But we definitely have to play a little bit cleaner. We've had a turnover, and penalties have really, really hurt us these last few weeks. And we went through a stretch from week three to week five where we didn't have those, and we were very successful. So we got to continue to clean it up. I love the heart. I love the fight in our team, but we just got to play a little bit better.
Coach, what concerns you about Steubenville when you look at them on paper?
They're just so good at every position. You cannot get away with being marginal. You know, you can't get away with any weaknesses. You're going to have to play very solid. They out-formation you, and they have a lot of size, and they have a running back who gets enough touches, he's going to hurt you, and he's getting something like 35 to 40 a game. So we've really got to do a great job trying to contain him and trying to win up front.
Can you talk about Reno Godfrey's play at quarterback? How have you seen him mature through the first 2 months of the season?
Well, you know, he's played well, and that's the key for Reno, or for our offense, is when they do take away our run game, which will be what they try to do, he's got to be able to make some throws, and I think he's done that. You know, now we're looking for more. We're looking for more consistency. We're looking for decision-making and all those things, but Reno gives us the ability to do all that. And so, you know, we're just going to try to dial in and get a plan together that's good for him and good for our receivers, and hopefully we can execute.
How healthy is the team right now?
You know, we took a lot of hits in the summer, and then we got a little bit healthier, but unfortunately lost Jalen Ball last week, who's one of our best players and leaders. But, you know, it's the bumps and bruises of football. They take their toll. Going into week nine, you know, we still have most of the same lineup that we started with, and so it's not bad, I guess. It's not bad.
And finally, is there a danger on the part of the kids to look past this game and think about the CCL championship game, or are they pretty focused right now?
Oh, they're focused. This is a huge game. You know, the kids know what's at stake. It's just been our mentality. You know, we go week to week. That'll be exciting next week, but we got business in front of us and opportunity in front of us. That's one thing our team's talked a lot about. You got to try to take advantage of the opportunities while you have them, and as it stands, we've got two left.
A lot of Pepto the last 2 weeks of the season?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I want so bad for these kids. They've been through a lot, and they've really pushed and pushed. I want to see them continue to be successful.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, M820.
Jeff here from Custom Air. When Custom Air opened their doors in 1976, we began installing HVAC systems in custom homes for a local developer. As the company grew, Custom Air added commercial buildings along with home renovations, remodeling, and replacement of HVAC units, and service of all makes and models, whether we installed them or not. And today, we still treat every home we service with the same pride and attention to detail. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
Hello everyone, Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. Get 0% for 72 months on new Ford F-150s and 0% for 60 months or up to $5,000 off on a new Ford Escape. The best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
We are just about ready for kickoff. Let's head out to Alumni Stadium to Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf for tonight's CCL football game of the week.
Ryan, thank you so much. We start off this contest with the Sails winning and deferring the toss. Steubenville receiving, going right to left, 56 degrees. Wind out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour to start this contest. Randy Tawia, the start and booted for the Stallions, and we are underway, and the kick will go to the 20-yard line. Return starts there up to the 25, the 30, up to the 35, into the 37-yard line. On the return is Noah Howard. So a nice return of about 17 yards as we start this contest. First and 10 now for Steubenville on offense. And for the Big Red, their quarterback, Randy Mitchell, 6'1", 165, and a senior. The running back is Tavion Crawford, 5'11", 190, and a senior. And the fullback for 33, David Tuttle. So they have first and 10 from the 37-yard line. Just underway here, as we're glad to have you aboard here on AM 820. It's a technical issue that we're rectifying right now, and glad to have you aboard. And they're going to start with the backs from an eye right now. Wide out to the top of the set, in motion, top to bottom. And little boot, looking left, dumping underneath. And the pass is intercepted to the right into the breadbasket of the play of Mason Washington. Washington makes the catch. And an interception for the Stallions to start this contest. As the quarterback, Mitchell, rolled out to his left, he was trying to dump it underneath into the flat. He didn't get enough elevation on the pass. And because of that, the big pause of big number five, Mr. Washington, the outside linebacker, able to snare that. He gets interception number three on the season. And now DeSales, one play into this contest, will have the ball first and 10 now from the 35 of the Big Red of Steubenville. We didn't get a chance to check the entire offense out for Steubenville. We'll do that momentarily. DeSales going to start with a four-wide set in this contest, one back in the backfield. The quarterback for the Stallions is Reno Godfrey. First and 10 from the 35. Going from left to right, straight back to throw on first down. Looking, gunning, long downfield for his man, and just overthrows. Big number 24, fully extended on the play. Owen Faulkner, the pass falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Godfrey, the quarterback, and intended receiver was Owen Faulkner. Guys up front in the interior five, Frank Cerrone, Billy Kane, Owen Kirk, Cole Ponce, and Will Hass. Wide receivers, Jordan Johnson and the aforementioned Owen Faulkner. The running back is Quintel Quinn, the H-back is Dante Fuller, and the wide receiver alternates between Paul Perrine and Nathan Barber at the slot, and the other right out we mentioned is Jordan Johnson. So it'll be second down and 10 now from the 35-yard line, 15 seconds into this game. This time they go with four, make that three wideouts to the top one and the bottom. We had motion and a violation of the neutral zone encroachment. Going to be the call on the play on number 49, Nico Koski. Koski jumped and he encroached, so DeSales will get 5 yards on the play. And when you talk about Nico Koski, he's a guy that plays defensive end, joined up front by Keon Montgomery and Emmanuel Ware. The other end is Isaiah McCartney. Linebackers are Brandon Kinney, David Tuttle, and JoJo Brown. The corners are DeAndre Anderson and Randy Mitchell, and the safeties are Rayvon Martineau and Noah Howard. So it's now down to the 30-yard line. It is second down and 5 for the Stallions from the 30 of Big Red. But back in the backfield, they hand off. Boy, there is nothing there. Penetration by the defense. Two guys shooting through as they try to get the ball to Quinn, but Nico Koski trying to make amends for jumping offside hits him back at the 32-yard line. So a loss of 2. It's third down and 7. In this contest. So Larry Wolf, it looks like a big play needed for the Stallions here in third down.
Well, they're going to have to handle up front. I mean, right now, they just see the front pushed forward that time, and they had no place to go. So they lost the 3 yards there, or 2 yards. It's a big third down for the Sales right now.
Third down now and 7 from the 32 as they peer to the sidelines to get the play information from the brain trust of the Stallions. They go with a four wide out set this time, one back in the backfield for the Stallions. Quinn to the right of Godfrey on the 3rd and 7 play. They're showing blitz. The two inside backers are coming. Dumped underneath on the slant. Pass is incomplete on the slant. Intended on the play for Jordan Johnson. It's going to set up a 4th down and 7 now with 10:55 left to go in the first quarter. So a 4th down. You got to think right now it's too far away for a field goal attempt from Randy Tawia, who, by the way, is on the season 3 of 9. He's missed his last 5 attempts. So 4th and 7 from the 32. Larry, it looks like they're going to go for it.
Yeah, they should go for it here. They feel position is not the big deal. They're at the 31-yard line, 32-yard line. So if they just get the first down here, that'd be huge to move the sticks.
And you got to think, it won't be a running play. They shut down the one attempt to go up the middle, so they're going to go with three wide to the top. The widest to the top of the set for the Stallions is Jordan Johnson. In the middle is Faulkner. Fourth and seven. Slant across the middle, pass incomplete, trying to make the play is Faulkner, and he got upended right at the 25-yard line. I tell you what, that man that came shooting through to upend him and literally make him do a somersault on the play was big number 58, but there's a flag on the play at the 40-yard line, and it could be going against Big Red. So there's a flag. Mark Riley, our referee, picks it up. And indeed, it's a break for the Stallions. Larry, they're going to get a first down.
First down, we're waiting for a signal. It's a personal foul. It looks like rough at the passer. That's a great, great break for the Sales Stallions.
So it'll be first down for the Sales. They're going to march the ball inside the 20-yard line near hash at the 17. So the pass was incomplete. Now let's see if they try to establish the run on this first down play. Quinn to the right of Godfrey now, again with three wideouts. Two to the top, Faulkner and Johnson, one to the bottom. From the gun, Godfrey on a quick pop, pass is complete, down to the 12-yard line. So it's a gain of positive yardage on the play as Faulkner is the man who makes the catch. The Sales right now content to spread it out, and after the one stop on that one running play, so far willing to try to throw the football.
Well, the Sales caught Steubenville in a corner blitz that time to go on the outside linebacker. Actually, off the outside because the safety ruled down. They just ran a stop route in front of him. It was an easy pitch and catch for 5 yards.
So mark the ball at the 12-yard line. Second down and five from there. 10:24 left to go here in the first. This time they go with two to the top, one wide receiver to the bottom. Handoff is going to go to Quinn. Finds the gap inside the 10. Carries defenders. Pushes down near the 6. And maybe near the 5, and should have enough for a Stallion. First and goal near the 5. 1:50 into this contest as the Sales now looking to score, setting it up with that big turnover on the Washington interception, getting a break on a fourth down play as well, too, on the roughing the passer call. And so it is now first and goal Stallions with the ball down at the 6-yard line. They peer to the sidelines again to get the information from Ryan Wiggins and company. This time from the far hash. One back in the backfield. This time Quinn is behind Reno Godfrey. And Quinn gets the handoff. Bounces it. Nothing to the inside. To the 5. Takes the angle to the goal line and a touchdown. Wintell Quinn takes it in from 6 yards out. And just like that, with his 13th touchdown of the year, to Sales lead by a count of 6-0, thanks to the interception by Washington, as we mentioned, the roughing the passer call on fourth down, and the opportunistic Stallions are on the board, leading 6-0, and Randy Tawia for the extra point now, trying to go 22 of 23 on a 7-point attempt, with a hold from the 10-yard line in the person of Corey Moriarty. Snap, kick, it is up, and it is good. So now we stand at 7-0, the Sales in this contest. 9:29 left to go here in the first quarter, set up nicely by the Stallions. When you talk about this game, Steubenville leads the series 4-2. 5 of the 6 meetings, though, have been in the playoffs. The last time and the only other time they met in the regular season, Steubenville won 14-0. The date? Larry was just a tyke. October the 20th, 1967 was the last time these two teams met. Now, they've met some other times, too. More recently, in December of 2005, December the 2nd, Steubenville won 28-7 in the state playoffs. In 2001, it was Stallions winning 38-8. In 1994, it was Big Red 35-31 in a regional final. And in 1990, it was the Sales winning 13-0 in the state semis. And Steubenville, a winner in 1987, 35-17 in the regional semis. So 7-0 early in this one. We'll recap that scoring drive. 6 plays, 35 yards, 2:21 off the clock. Quinn with a 6-yard touchdown run as he took it from the left side. In essence, a play that was supposed to go off right tackle, kept bouncing it outside and went diagonally towards the corner of the end zone and got the touchdown. And the Stallions, opportunistic as we mentioned, up 7-0. And Wea has it teed up at the 40-yard line again. 2:31 into this contest. And once again, here's the boots. It is high, and now it's going to scoop up at the 20-yard line. And on the return, come Big Red up across the 25, up to the 29, to the 30-yard line. On the return that time is Aaron Ferguson, who wears 22 or 34, 22 in this contest. So Ferguson with the return, and it'll be first and 10 for a second time now for Big Red in this contest.
Well, Big Red had a mistake on the first play. He had plenty of time. The quarterback did throw it over the top, but just didn't get a pass to Washington. So they made a big play. The Sails have to play good defense here and stop this thing and keep the field position on their side.
Well, we mentioned, too, the quarterback in Randy Mitchell, not intended to be the quarterback at the start of the season. Kate Kernahan, the grandson of Reno Sokoc, the head coach, was supposed to be the quarterback, but he was injured early, and Mitchell's taken over. And the handoff goes to the fullback, and really tight on the exchange there, almost like Tuttle didn't get the ball right away, kind of had to corral it again a second time, and that little hesitation kind of shut down any chance for that play to get any yardage there as they collided in the backfield. So Tuttle will gain a couple on the play from the 30 up to the 32-yard line. It'll be second down and eight from there. 8:58 left to go here in the first quarter. We go with a tight set, backs from an eye, two wideouts to the top of the formation. For Mitchell and company, long count, back to throw, looks to his right, guns, and the pass is caught across the 40, the 45, up across midfield, and down to the 48-yard line, and that is enough for a first down on the play as they go to the far side of the field and get the first down.
There really wasn't very good spacing on that pass pattern. The slot receiver actually put his hands up to catch it, and it was overthrown for him, and the wide receiver caught it instead. So, Steve gets a break on maybe what might have been a bad pass. We're not sure.
Gain of 19 on the play. It'll be first and 10 now from the 49-yard line. For Steubenville, 49 of the Stallions with 8:28 left to go. Triple stack eye this time in the backfield for the Big Red. With Mitchell under center, and the upback is going to scoot to the top of the H-back. Toss sweep to the far side, down to the 47-yard line, and that is it. Trying to turn the corner that time. The running back had nothing there as Tavion Crawford tried to find an opening, and Cole Potts and Frank Cerrone teaming up to make the hit defensively for the Stallions up front. In the front, it is Hartman, Potts, and Cerrone. We'll also see Kane and Stewart and Martin Hayden. Linebackers are Washington, Quinn, Blasquez, and Thompson. In the secondary, it's Thompson and Jordan. And Moriarty and Faulkner are the guys playing safety in this contest. So it'll be second down and seven now from the 46-yard line. This time they've got an H-back to the bottom. Axe are offset eye, handoff into the right side of that Stallion defense, and they get it down to the 45-yard line. That is it. That time, it is Rodney James on the carry. James on the carry will pick up maybe just a yard or so on the play, and it'll be third down now, Larry, third down and about six.
Big third down play for the Sales Stallion. They have to get a stop here. That'll get the ball back to them, have a chance to get their offense back on the field.
Although we should mention that Steubenville, like Hartley, is a team that doesn't mind going for it on fourth down. Backs from an eye. They run to the right side, and Crawford gets the handoff, and he's down to the 41-yard line. So he's a couple yards shy of the first down. It'll be fourth down and a couple, as they'll need about 3 yards to move the chains. Now, on the season, fourth down conversions for Big Red, they are 14 of 21 at 67%. So fourth down and three, and they'll change offensive packages out there. Let's see if they go with the larger set or not. They go with two wide to the bottom, so they bring in the speed guys. One wide out to the top. Man in motion from top to bottom. Backs from an eye right now in this fourth down and three. And out to the second man through. Pushing is Crawford. He had to get to the 39-yard line. He got to the 39.5. And Larry, from this vantage point, I don't think he made it.
He's going to be about a yard short. It's a great stop by the DeSales defense. Steubenville ran a man in motion who kind of tipped the play early, and DeSales slanted right to it and stopped the play. Great play by the Stallions.
So they hold. They're going to mark the ball at the 40-yard line. They hold them by a yard. So it'll be first and 10 DeSales now from their own 40-yard line. Taking advantage of that early turnover and now holding on fourth down. Great job by the defense. And you know the first guy to feel proud about that is Sean Krupla, the defensive coordinator, now running that 3-4 set for the Stallions after years of a shade 50. So Reno Godfrey and company get the ball back with a 7-0 lead. Jordan Johnson going to the top of the formation. They've got two wide to the bottom. Got a back as an H-back in Fuller, and Quinn in the backfield to the right of Godfrey. And Quinn left early. And that will necessitate a flag, so he was in motion. So a 5-yard penalty will march it back to the 35-yard line. Your officials tonight, your referee is Mark Riley, your umpire is Jake Smith, your linesman is Nate Dilkins, your line judge is John Clay, and your back judge is Kurt Schooley. So it'll be first down, Larry, now first and 15.
Well, it looks like the Sales is going to try to run the edges, because inside Big number 79, Emmanuel Ware, is kind of handling the offensive line for the Sales. So it looks like the Stallions are trying to get to the edges here.
So Ware is a big guy too, Larry, a guy that will start on both sides of the football. So this is a guy you got to be concerned about, especially with his frame going 6 feet and 250 and very active feet. Two wideouts designated to go to the bottom of the formation. The H-back Fuller to the top now becomes a wideout, two to either side. Back to throw, a little screen across middle, pass is caught out to the 40-yard line. In essence, they pick up the penalty yardage. The pass is caught by Nathan Barber. Barber is a guy that was injured early this year in the Jerome contest and just now getting his feet wet again, 5'10", 175, and a junior. He will alternate at that slot at times with Cole Perrine. So he makes the catch. We'll put it right back out at the 40, so it'll be second down and 10 from there with 5:56 left to go here in the first quarter. And DeSales leading in this one by a count of 7-0. Again, the Stallions always looking to the sidelines. Ryan Cromwell, the offensive coordinator, has done that for 10 of the last 12 years for the Stallions. This time they'll put three to the top. One goes tight, though, one to the bottom, and just Quinn in the backfield to the left of Godfrey on the second out of 10 from the 40. Near hash, going left to right. And quick pop across the middle. Faulkner's got it, 45. Going to the 47, to the 46, and knocked down near the 45-yard line. And that is going to be enough for a Stallion first down, a pickup of 14 on the play. 5:25 left to go and ticking here in the first quarter. The Stallions, with a big third down conversion, able to move the chains. And DeSales coming into the contest at 32% on third down conversions, and that was a big one there, Larry.
But DeSales has run two straight RPOs, and then both times the active linebackers for Duke are stepping up so fast that leaves it wide open in the underneath routes, and so they hit Faulkner on that little 5-yard dump pass, but it went for 14.
So first and 10 Stallions now from the 46 of Big Red. As Barber readjusts to the wideout slot to the bottom, Godfrey rolling left, looking, wants to throw, guns it downfield, pass inside the 30-yard line. Is it caught? They rule it caught at the 28, but there's a flag resting at the 41-yard line. It was caught along the far side of the field, but we have a flag at the 40-yard line, and we'll see if this is coming back. One of the wideouts had a hard time adjusting to the line of scrimmage. They're checking with our linesman, so I'm not sure if that is the scenario here or if there's something else that Mark Riley's going to confer.
It looks like the flag is downfield. It could be defensive holding. I don't know. We're going to look here. Ineligible downfield. Okay.
So it's against the Stallions. Ineligible receiver downfield. The flag resting at the 40-yard line. So march it back against the Stallions, negating the big catch along the far side with 4:45 left to go. So first down. And quite a distance now with 4:45 left to go. 7-0 the tally in this one for DeSales. He's going to mark the ball back across the 50 to the Stallion 49-yard line. So in essence, it's going to be about first down and 15 from there. There's Faulkner and big number 8, Nathan Barber, go to the bottom. Johnson goes to the top. Fuller's there as well, too. Quinn in the backfield. Godfrey looks right, now left. Now is ready for the snap, waiting for the ball from Owen Kirk from the 49-yard line. We had motion again, and Quinn for the second time left early, and that time left to his right.
Yeah, what's happening is Steubenville is stunning their front line, and so what they did right before the snap is the entire defensive front moved to the left, and then they're bringing a linebacker from the right side there to blitz. So they've been doing this most of the games, but it's caught the sails twice now.
So now they'll need 20 yards. Now the scenario is, as Quinn was moving to the right, he kind of took a little step forward, but if he would have just kept going and gone diagonal, or excuse me, parallel to the line of scrimmage, he would have been fine. But instead, by stopping like that and taking a half step forward, that's when they got the penalty. So mark it back another 5. The Stallions back at their own 44. It's going to be first and 20 from there with 4:44 left to go. So the Stallions with the football and looking at a first down and long. Fuller readjusts to the top of formation. And Quinn's going to get the handoff around the left side, and Quintel carries the pitch. Oh, man, did he get hit right in the noggin at the 49-yard line. Quinn, right at the 49, was carrying defenders, looked down for a second, and David Tuttle, the middle linebacker, just absolutely waylaid him at the top, and that knocks him down, and he'll get 5 of the 10 penalty yards back, so it'll be second down and 15. So, second and 15 now from the 49-yard line. The Sales won the toss and deferred, but able to convert after they got a big interception by Washington, and now they'll have it second down and 15 from their own 49. Godfrey fakes the handoff, rolls right, looking, guns underneath, takes what he can. And Faulkner makes the catch and then loses the handle. He got absolutely drilled on the play by number five, Noah Howard. The one thing you can say about Steubenville is they hit like a bullet. When they come up, especially those linebackers and secondary types can really hit hard.
Well, right now, the Sales is just trying to get some yardage here. They can put the ball in. Get 15, that'd be great, but they're just trying to move field position so they can get the kicking game on the field and pin Steubenville deep.
So now it is going to be third down and 15 from their own 49-yard line with 3:54 left to go here in the first quarter. And by the way, if this sounds like a different quality than you normally get, we're going to change signals, by the way, at the end of the quarter here, I think, with the next break in action. So maybe you'll hear Larry Moore often in his glorious radio glory, for better or for worse, right? One to the top, three to the bottom. A whistle and a penalty. Did we take too long? Delay of game is the call. Again, the Stallions looking to sidelines to get the play. The back judge had the hand up for 5 seconds. And just like that, boom, they took too long to get the play off and move it back. So it's back to where it was before they got the 5 yards. So now they're back to a third and 20 from the 44-yard line. So again, when the back judge raises his hand, you've got 5 seconds to snap it. It's Kurt Schooley. Let's see if they run the same play. As Faulkner goes to the top now, two to that side, and Faulkner goes downfield long and draws triple coverage and a little contact at the 34-yard line. The pass falls incomplete, and it'll set up a punting situation with 3:47 left.
They actually did try the same play they tried for getting out of the game, but they just came down to the side.
So with 3:47 left to go, it's a punting scenario now for the Stallions. And ready to boot the ball is Nathaniel Wallace-Dilling, 5'10", 140, and a sophomore. A 34.1-yard average for him. One safety back deep inside the 24-yard line, and that is Ferguson standing deep. Pressure on and partially blocked. They got a piece of that ball, and it's going to trickle across the 35-yard line. It was partially blocked on the play by number 59, and it is Keon Montgomery. Montgomery blocks it, so it's 26 yards on the punt, and that's where we stand is the Sales goes on defense now with 3:35 left to go here. Alumni Stadium, glad to have you aboard. 3:35 left to go. And Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, big game. The Sales comes in 7-1, and Steubenville at 5-2. Steubenville has not played in 2 weeks because they had a contest against St. Thomas out of Ontario. It was supposed to take place last weekend, but they canceled right before two-a-days. So the Big Red with only 9 games on their schedule, only 3 teams from the state of Ohio. Mitchell rolling to his left, gunning downfield, and the pass is caught, and the player is drilled. Catch is made at the 42-yard line on the play. The catch was made by big number 20. That's Stone Biakko, and he took a blow to the upper body, so to speak, by Owen Faulkner.
This time they ran to the intermediate receiver instead of the short receiver out of the backfield, and it was open for about a 15-yard gain.
All right, so first down and 10 now. Gain of 11 on the play. First and 10, we'll mark the ball at the 41. 3:28 left to go in the first quarter as the Sales lead 7-0, but the Big Red with a first down and moving the football. Each back in motion, top to bottom. A little boot on a waggle, rolling to his right is Mitchell, gunning downfield, and the pass incomplete at the 47-yard line, intended on the play for Rodney James. So James, the intended receiver on the play, falls incomplete. James is a guy that's got 18 carries on the season for 206 yards. 5'9", 175, and a sophomore. You think the heir apparent, perhaps, to Tavion Crawford, the running back, who is the guy that gets probably about 80% of the time, 223 carries for Crawford, 1,587 yards and 22 touchdowns. James, the guy that can play wide outs and also running back. So it'll be second down and 10. They line up a tight end. Noah Howarth to the bottom, and yes, they actually do throw to the tight end. And off the left side, Crawford's got it, and Tavion across the 45-yard line, and then geometry works against him at around the 47-yard line. So pick up about 6, maybe 7 on the play with 3:14 left to go. It'll be second down from there for Big Red. Second down from the 48-yard line. And let's call it second down and 3. So again, third down and 3. So they need 3 more, and they need to get the ball from their 48 to the 49 of Stallions. And we have motion up front. A violation of the neutral zone encroachment going to be called against the Stallions. And jumping early on the play, it's the middle of the defensive line for DeSales. I think that was big number 64. That was Joseph Schaefer, who left early. So the 5-yard penalty is going to mark it down to the 47-yard line of the Stallions, and a gift first down on the play now for Big Red. Big stand now for DeSales as they have to make the play to stop this drive. We'll talk to Larry Wolf and get his thoughts about what's going on for Big Red on this possession as they're moving the football a lot better. Mitchell rolling to his right, looking. Tucks, he gets inside the 45 and pushes and still fights inside the 40 down to the 39, maybe the 38.
That was a great personal effort by the quarterback. There's nobody open downfield. All he just stuck in
push forward to the 37-38, so he did a nice job running the open field.
So it's going to be second down and one after a gain of nine on the play, 2:49 left to go. Second man throws, Crawford, he gets the handoff, and I'm sure he even got to the sticks. Off tackle, he goes on the right side, had to get down to the 37-yard line, glided into the line, turning the legs, but he gets absolutely nothing on the play. So third and one, again from inside the 38. If anything, he gained perhaps half the length of the football. So third down play now for Big Red inside the Stallion 38-yard line, 2:24 left to go. They'll try it again. Big hole this time for Crawford. Carries defenders inside the 30 all the way down to the 29, maybe the 28-yard line, and has the first down on the play. That'll move the sticks with 2:15 left to go, and Big Red going deeper and deeper into Stallion territory.
The Sales can ill afford to allow this big Steubenville line to just push them. Now they've got to make a stop because as the game goes on, they're going to wear this Sales front down if they don't get stopped and get off the field on defense.
11 yards on that game with 2:05 left to go. He says you don't get a two-minute warning in high school football. There you go right there. Four wide out set, one back in the backfield for Mitchell. Mitchell from the gun, one running back to his left. They threaten blitz, quick pop. It's a bubble screen. Goes to number 22. Ferguson's got it inside the 25 to maybe the 24. He pirouettes down to maybe the 23 on the contact. So pick up about four on the play. It'll be second down and 6:40 left to go. DeSales comes in 7-1, of course, setting up a big game next Thursday night when they take on Hartley for the CCL Championship. Our game next Friday night will be Watterson and St. Charles. And who knows what could happen to that contest if Watterson could win out, maybe a chance for a playoff spot. Trips to the top, one to the bottom, one back in the backfield now for Big Red as they look to see if they can pick up another 6 yards here on second down. And student body right, Mitchell has got room. Cuts it to the outside, 20, 15, down to the 10 and brought down inside the 10-yard line. Near the 9, that'll be a first and goal with 1:09 left to go. But did we have a chop block or an illegal block? I think we might have. Mark Riley's going to say a block in the back is the call, Larry, against Big Red.
That's a penalty that didn't need to happen. I mean, he had the first down. He was heading inside the 10-yard line, and one of his wide receivers just pushed the guy in the back. I mean, it wasn't necessary. He was going to get tackled anyhow. So kind of a bad play for Steubenville wide receivers.
So a break for the Stallions as they'll march the ball back across the 20-yard line. And they'll place it right at the 22. So with that being said, negates the first down, but they only have to get the ball inside the sticks at around the 17-yard line. So we'll call it second down and 5 from there. 1:04 left to go here in the first quarter. Again, they'll go with a 4 wideout set. The guy to the inside of the bottom is Stone Bianco, a guy to watch. Backs from a traditional eye look this time. DeSales showing blitz for the middle backers, and they're coming. Handoff goes to Crawford. They bang it up in the backfield, but he cuts it outside, tries to turn the corner. He cannot. Brought down at the 20-yard line. He tried to bounce it outside, and there was nothing there as great pursuit by the Stallions, the person of Jordan Johnson on the play, and also Jonathan Thompson, who is the outside linebacker who's starting the set now of Jalen Ball with that ACL injury, who we would think is probably out for the season.
Yeah, it's a shame that Stallions lost that. He's been a great player for him all year. He's a senior, and obviously he won't play your last game and have a chance to get to the playoffs.
So it'll be third down now, third down and 2 from inside the 20 at the 19. With 15 seconds left to go here in the first quarter, they readjust one man from the top to the bottom as an H-back, backs from an I. It goes Crawford near side, Crawford inside the 17-yard line, and near the sticks, goes out of bounds at around the 16. 5 seconds left to go, and I think that's going to be enough for the first down. We'll see where they mark him out of bounds, but indeed, that is enough for a Big Red first down inside the 16-yard line. 5 seconds left to go. In the first quarter, the ball was not ruled out of bounds, so the wind the clock that ends the first quarter. 7-0 DeSales. We'll take a break on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual, full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
It's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, you always have exciting news. I understand you're offering something new, right?
Randy, I've got something very exciting. We are offering stone-coated stamped steel roofing for all the folks that want the benefits of a metal roof, but with the look of a shingle.
And if your homeowners association is a little picky, this will fit the bill, right?
This is exactly what you need.
So give them a call, 614-721-ROOF, 614-721-ROOF, or hit the net at themetalroofcompany.com.
Back to Alumni Stadium, Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, glad to have you aboard for quarter number two. The Sales leading by a count of 7-0 in this one, but Steubenville, Big Red driving, 1st and 10 from inside the 16-yard line. One man in motion, bottom to top on the play. That's Zorny, and the toss goes to Crawford. Tavion Larry inside the 15-yard line. Good pursuit by that defense of the Stallions. Maybe only about a yard, yard and a half in the play.
Yeah, Jason Velasquez came up from his linebacker spot and did a great job that time, forcing the play wide and knocked him out of bounds.
So mark it as a gain of 1. It'll be 2nd down and 9 on the play. From the 15-yard line as Steubenville in the white, trimmed with red numerals. And red on the helmets as well, too, and black outlining the numbers. And Stallions in their purple jerseys, white helmets, white numerals. 2nd down and 9 from the 15-yard line. Tight set. Mitchell, student body right, inside the 15. Spins from 2 defenders, inside the 10, inside the 5, and drags the defender all the way from the 7-yard line down to inside the 4. That was pure strength by Randy Mitchell, who, in essence, Larry, is a wide receiver who's had to play quarterback the last 2 years.
Right. I mean, he's been forced into that position right now, but he's doing a great job of just running the football. That time they came out in an overload set. They had a wing back, they had a power back, and they had the running back all on the right side. You knew they were coming right, and DeSales still couldn't stop it.
Call it 1st and goal from inside the 4-yard line. Tight set. Backs from an eye, handed off right side, spinning and churning, and they get it inside the 2-yard line, and that's about it. So a gain of maybe a couple on the play. So they don't dent the goal line as Crawford gets the carry that time. Good play by the interior of that DeSales defense as Quintel Quinn, the inside linebacker, helps to make the hit on the play coming into this contest. 59 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 2 interceptions, and 1 fumble cost. Stack 2nd down eye. And goal inside the 2. Triple stack eye indeed. The tight end of the top and one man in motion. Now the up man in motion. Handoff goes to Crawford. 3rd man. Does he break the plane? Yes, he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Crawford scores with 10:24 left to go here in the first half. Makes it a 1-point game now, Larry. It's 7-6.
Well, that was just an old-fashioned Steubenville Big Red drive there. They just pounded the football. And when they get in a short yardage situation, they go to that triple stack. And they'll usually break the triple stack with motion, and that time they motion to the right and run lead ISO to the left.
So it's extra point time now for Big Red. Jared Roberts, 27 of 31 on extra points to tie this game. Snap, kick, and line drive up here. It is up and no good. They had to check the officials under the crossbar, lean back, and Larry, it didn't have the elevation.
It came so fast, it was a hard ball that it hooked big time.
So it's now 7-6, DeSales clinging to the slimmest of leads. We want to thank Eric Welch tonight for his yeoman's-like effort to get everything going for us on this contest tonight. Eric does a fabulous job covering Hilliard Bradley and the Jaguars with a big one last night, 49-7 over Worthington Kilburn. And we thank him for his, I feel like Marty Brennan saying, yeoman's-like effort.
Right? Yeah, I've known Eric for a long time, and I normally don't have anything good. I don't normally have anything good to say about him, but I'll put that on pause tonight. You're okay, right. Eric. I don't care what anybody says.
Thank you very much. And he claims I made him what he is today, so all the blame can go to me. Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran back in the studios. Have all the scores you need at halftime on the AMA 20 scoreboard show. And after the contest, right up to 11 o'clock. That drive, 14 plays. 70 yards usurped, 5-11 off the clock. Crawford from 2 yards out. The kick was no good. And we stand at 7-6. I don't want to say there's a full press box tonight, but my rosters are all a Hagley Field. I have my rosters on the back of Scott Rex, our statistician, tonight. So he is not allowed to move ever in this contest.
Well, we're using him front and back here. He's got his stats going on in the front. We've got the The roster's on the back.
Updates and other scores. Hartley over Belmont right now, 22-0. As we check out Catholic schools, Reedy and Bexley tied at 7. Newark Catholic on top of Heath, 13-0. Again, Brian and Lee will have all the updates at halftime and again after the contest. And we'll have the highlighter at halftime from one of the outstanding student athletes at St. Francis DeSales High School. All right, what do you look for the Stallions on offense, Larry?
Well, DeSales has tried to punch the ball between the tackles, and they haven't been very successful. They're successful with their play-action passes. They're successful when they get Quintel Quinn on the edge. And I think they're going to try and widen the Steubenville defense out because their linebackers are so active inside. They're very well coached. They're hard-nosed, tough kids, and you're not going to run inside the tackles very easily on this big red team.
This update just in, Dave Papura will be pinch-hitting for Lee Cochran. Papura for Cochran. And Derek Jeter is still the shortstop.
We're going to the left-hander, huh?
Thank you very much. So, it's teed up, and we're ready for the kick. And I know there's no TV because I'm not doing tonight. So, I'm not sure why the delay. And here is the address to the football, and there's a kick. It is high, not that long. Fair catch called for. Nicely done by the Stallions. And taken at the 31-yard line in the person of Jason Velasquez. And he makes the catch. 10, 23 left to go. The Sales with the football. We mentioned they have not played, you know, that often. In fact, only one regular season meeting. And with schools that are, you know, in a situation where they're always struggling for contests, this seems like a nice little matchup, doesn't it?
Well, it is a nice matchup. I mean, it's a two-hour drive to Steubenville, give or take. The point here is they're two great football programs, but nobody wants to play one of them. And I don't blame them for that. So that's just the way it is. When you win a lot of games, nobody wants to play you.
We mentioned Steubenville only plays three teams from the state of Ohio. First down of 10 Stallions from the 31-yard line. Four wide out set. One back in the backfield. They get the handoff across the 35. Up to the 40. Quinn, midfield. Stays in bounds. 40, Quinn, 30. Quintel Quinn, 20, 10. Quintel Quinn, bye-bye.
No flag.
Touchdown, no flags on the play. 68 yards. And then it was 13-6.
DeSales got on the edge again. And if you try to run inside. You try to run inside the tackles, you can't do it. So they went on the edge. They had a lead blocker wrapping around. And Quintel Quinn put on the Jets and just went to the house.
That Sorry was about that. We were cut off the wrong mic there as I was trying to have a coughing attack.
A conniption fit here.
That's right. We'll blame Eric for that one. We gave him all the kudos. We have to blame him for something, right?
You got old pipes, Randy. What can I tell you? You got to get those things fixed.
Tawia for the extra point to make it 14-6. Pudding for everybody.
Harry Carey here.
We'll see how large that extra point miss looms for Steubenville. Plenty of leg. The kick is up and good. And with 10:09 left to go, DeSales with a rapid response, Larry, and they're
that's
up by 8.
That's a huge answer. Now, the problem with that is your defense doesn't get much rest. The good news for DeSales is they got a lot of kids going both ways anyhow, so they weren't going to rest whether they're on offense or defense. But it's a little easier to rest on offense than it is on defense.
So the Stallions take it in, and we'll give you that scoring drive information for DeSales. One play, 68 yards, 14 seconds. Tawia with the extra point, and boom, there's your answer. And they're up now 14-6.
Now they need to get a stop. If they can get a stop and get the ball back on the short side, they got a chance to put some distance between them and Steubenville.
One thing I think we knew coming into this contest is this would probably be the most physical game to date that the Sales would play this year. And, of course, I say to date because you know it's going to be a banger next week when they take on Hartley on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's going to be a war zone.
Will you be there?
I'll be watching on TV.
All right.
The Sales, you know, they could lose both these games and at 7-3 with a great schedule not make the playoffs. It's possible. And they need to split at least. If they win two, good night, Irene. They could really be something special.
Let's just say competitive balance not working in their favor.
No doubt. No doubt.
So, with 10:09 left to go, Tawia has it teed up at the 40-yard line. And here we go. Glad to have you aboard on St. Gabriel Radio. And there's the kick, and the return's going to start from the 10. Ferguson right up the middle, 20, 25, 30. Ferguson 35 up to the 39, up to the 41-yard line. Nothing fancy that time. As Aaron Ferguson right up the gut, 31 yards on the return. It'll be first and 10 now for Big Red from their 41-yard line.
It was straight up the gut. That was a wedge return, and they just busted it wide open up to about the 41-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 from there. We'll see what happens for Steubenville. Up front in the line, Terrence Norrence, along with Kaysen Sutton, Eli Berge, Emmanuel Ware, Johnny Norianos, and Noah Howarth is the tight end. Mitchell, the quarterback. One back to his right. Looks to be Crawford. Two wide with a wing to the bottom.
And Crawford gets the handoff, trying to take it around the left side. Great penetration by the Stallions, I'll tell you what, but they did not finish as Crawford tightroped the sidelines and still got the ball across the 45 up to near the 47-yard line.
A lot of kudos that time to Cole Potts. Cole Potts is the nose tackle for the Sales, and he made that tackle on the sideline. Now, here's a big dude running down the line. I mean, 6'2", 285, and he's going down the line of scrimmage to make the tackle.
Velasquez thought he had him in the backfield, but Crawford escaped and got a nice gain on the play. Banco to the top of the set along with Roberts. Toss sweep far side. Crawford, Tavion, midfield. Hurdles the guy at the 49-yard line. And it's knocked down there just inside the 49. But it looks like he has enough for the first down now for Big Red with 9:23 left to go in the first half.
Tavion Crawford gets their shoulders square. And, man, he just lowers the boom. When he gets ready to get hit, he does the hitting. I mean, he really accelerates on contact.
So first and 10 now for Steubenville from the 48, officially they'll put it, of DeSales. Backs from an eye. Two wide to the top, tight end to the bottom in Howarth. Roberts and Bianco. And Bianco in motion now to the bottom. I like his first name, Stone. Is that a
yeah.
tough name?
Good
toss
name
sweep.
For linebacker.
Near side, Crawford inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. The one thing this is getting DeSales to do is they're meeting the ferocity of Steubenville early on. Sometimes you feel like a team needs to work their way into a contest. DeSales doesn't have that option here tonight.
No, they do not. They better bring it from the very opening gun. And they have. And they have so far. They're really pursuing to the football. They seem to be playing faster tonight than the last time we saw them.
Second down and six now from the Stallion 44-yard line. Two top, one bottom, backs from an eye. Straight back to throw is Mitchell. Toss to the far side. Pass is complete. Little spin move. We'll get Ferguson inside the 37 to the 36, and that'll move the chains and give Big Red another first down. Clock reads 8:17 left to go in the first half.
Jordan Johnson is the cornerback on that play, and he's got too big a cushion. That cushion is probably, I don't know, 8-9 yards, and he's backpedaling out. So the 5-yard stop route's there all night long if they want it. The slot's driving off the underneath coverage, and so the wide receiver's wide open. If you can tighten that down, now he's moved up to about 5 yards now.
First and 10 now for Big Red from the 36-yard line. H-back in motion. Handoff Crawford left side. They try to stack it up, and he's got no room to go. Quintel Quinn was actually circling behind the play, got into the backfield, and helped to push that play towards the sidelines.
Well, he and Velasquez are very active. The problem with the Jalen Ball injury is that Quintel Quinn now has to have more snaps on offense, so he can't rest on offense. And that may hurt his defense as this game goes on, because he's playing the middle linebacker. That's a tough position against a team like Steubenville.
And the depth that you had, yeah, Jonathan Thompson, and now he's forced to start. Crawford now 15 carries, 51 yards in this game. Let's call it second down and 10. No gain on the play from the 36-yard line. The man in motion top to bottom is Bianco. Second man through gets a handoff. It's Crawford. Hits the line, and he gets hit right there. Great penetration, and he tried to see if he could take a sidestep to his right. Absolutely nothing there. It's great penetration by big number 9 for the Stallions on the play, and that is Jason Velasquez, also Frank Cerrone, helping to gum it up right at the point of attack.
Yeah, Cerrone knifed underneath his block and got a hold of the legs, and then big number 9, Velasquez, finished it off.
No gain on the play again, third down and 10. Robertson, Bianco to the bottom of the formation. One man to the top, and that is Crawford now out of the backfield, wide to the top of the set. Also, Rodney James is the running back, to the right of Mitchell. Third down and 10 from the 36. Back to throw, Mitchell, quick pop on the out, pass is complete, goes to Bianco. He's got it to the 30 and maybe squirms to the 29, but it's going to be shy of the sticks again. And once again, you think Big Red will go for it on fourth down. They need about four.
It's going to be fourth and about four. Now, they can run this ball. I mean, with their running back, Tavion Crawford, he's a pretty good running back. So he's got a chance to get this running the ball. The quarterback can keep the ball. I mean, they got the whole playbook's in play here.
Fourth down and four. Start looking at that clock right now and factoring, okay, DeSales, what do? They kick off to start at this game, and they will get the ball to start the second half. Two wide to the top, and now we've got a whistle and a timeout, I think, going to be taken on the play. Timeout taken by Steubenville as they will burn a timeout. Larry, they take their first timeout in this contest in the first half, 5:58 left to go. Your thoughts about what's going through the mind of 70-year-old head coach Reno Sakach right now?
Those of us that are very old, don't have a whole lot going through our minds.
Pudding!
At this point. Pudding, all kinds of. Right now, he's probably going to keep his quarterback on the outside. It looks like the way DeSales was lined up that time to the slot is their slot defender was a safety, and he was off at about 8 or 9 yards, and so you have no edge player. You've got linebackers, but you've got a lead blocker, and they'll pull somebody, so they're going to probably, I think the quarterback keep is the play they were going to run there.
Keep in mind, too, that Larry, after this contest, is going to present the trophy for the Custom Air Cool Hands Coolest Player of the Game Award. We may talk to a head coach. We may not. Larry, I want to get your thoughts again about the Stallions and their defense.
Well, they look fast tonight. For some reason, they look really fast, and they're pursuing down the line because I think they know that with Tavion Crawford running the football, if you don't get a chance to get him at the line, he's past you. He's got great explosive speed. The quarterback has great explosive speed, and so you get a chance to get him on the edges. If you don't pursue down the line or do a good job down the line of scrimmage, you're going to be in trouble.
And here we go. Don't ask for whom the bell tolls if they play it here at the stadium. You know what the saying ends with, right? It tolls for thee. Fourth and four, triples to the top, if you will. One back in the backfield, tight end to the bottom, rolling to the left is Mitchell. Looking, zigging, zagging, dumping it. Pass is caught on the play. They don't get the first down. Hit is made inside the 30-yard line at the 28. They pick up two on the play as they make the hit, and that will force the ball to go over to DeSales. Great job defensively by DeSales to make the play and put the ball inside the 28. They had to get it to the 26. It'll be first down, and again, DeSales thwarting Steubenville on a fourth down attempt.
I think that was Moriarty on the play over there. He had the underneath coverage. He was a safety, but he rolled down to take his man in the coverage in the flats and made the catch, and Moriarty stoned him right there.
And now opponents of DeSales 8-17 on fourth down conversions on the season. First and 10 now from the 27 for DeSales. Far hash going right to left, with one back in the backfield and Quintel Quinn to the left of Reno Godfrey, with a wide out to the top, two to the bottom. And it is Quinn time. He's got an opening, 30, 35. Quintel took what he could and then decided to Dorsett it out of bounds at around the 37.
Yeah, he could have Dorsetted it for another yard and gotten the first down, however.
So it'll be second down and one from there. If you were to sales, Larry, would you love a long, slow drive right now?
Yeah, about a 5-minute, 44-second drive and score with no time left. I mean, the sales needs to stay on offense or score. I mean, if they get a one-play drive or two-play drive in this situation, they'd certainly take it. But Quintel Quinn looks like he's got the edges. Inside, the Steubenville defense is very, very stout. But on the edges, they seem to be vulnerable.
Quinn now 6 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown in this contest. In fact, 2 touchdowns.
This could go.
It goes to Quinn. 35, 40. Quinn, 45. Needed a block on the outside. Midfield pushes through defenders down to the 46-yard line. That was like a semi hitting a Yugo. And he said, I'm going to take another 7 yards. You try to stop me.
Well, I thought the play could go from the get-go because Steubenville got caught in a 2-linebacker blitz and they had no edge performers at all. And so when you swing the back out of the backfield, the Mike linebacker has to cover all the way to the sidelines. He just couldn't get there. Quintel Quinn's too quick.
Pickup of 17 on the play. First down and 10 for the Stallions as they move it across midfield down to the 46. A big red and the clock down to 5:20 and ticking here.
Come on, they need to get this play in.
I think they're going to need to take a timeout. Watch the back judge again in the arm of Kurt Schooley, who's checking his watch on his left hand. Hand goes up 4, 3, 2, 1. They snap it in time. Handoff goes off the left side. And tightroping the sidelines and getting as much as he possibly can on the play is big number 21. That is Jonathan Thompson, the sophomore that is filling in for Jalen Ball as a linebacker and as a running back
as well.
Well,
he's no longer a sophomore tonight. He's got to step into big shoes, and he's got to fill them. This is a big-time opponent, and he's no longer a sophomore. He's got to play like a senior tonight.
Go back to the old Dave Sheets line when he was the coach of the West Cowboys, and he had all those sophomores on his basketball team, including Torrey Kershaw. They were down by 12 at halftime to Beechcroft in the City League Championship game. And Kershaw turned to Coach and said, Coach, we're sophomores. And what did Coach say? Coach said, don't play like a sophomore. Play older.
Play older.
They did, and they won by 20. Second down and 4 from the 40 now of Big Red. 4:18 left to go, and back in the backfield remains. Thompson's got the handoff, and he burrows ahead maybe for a yard on the play. Gets it down to the 39, and that's about it. Short gain on the play is waiting for him with plenty of contact on the play. Was big number 59, and that is Keon Montgomery. So it's going to be third down. They need 3.
Yep. Well, they got 2 downs to get it, so they got to get Quintel Quinn heading downhill here.
Didn't think I'd say this, but I'm wearing thermal jeans and long shirts, and I'm burning up here in the press box.
Well, there's 400 people in this press.
That's true. This is the most crowded I've ever seen it up here.
And some very large human beings, I might add.
That's right, economy size.
And none of us, I might.
No, you're svelte.
As far as you know.
You blend. Fuller, the H-back, to the top of the set. Handoff on a play. Back in there's Quinn. He got a brief respite, and he's got the first down inside the 32 to the 31. And then steps out of bounds with 3:29 left to go. and another Stallions first down.
Almost every successful run that DeSales has had has gone off the outside edge of the tackle. It's kind of either that or the tackle widens in so wide that there's a gash inside. But most of these runs are outside.
So a gain of 10 on the play. First and 10 now for the Stallions from the 29-yard line. 3:29 left to go in the first half. DeSales up 14-6 at halftime. Don't forget, stick around for all the good information you'll get on the AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by thisweeksports.com and Able Roofing at halftime. It's Ryan Baker and Dave Perpura with all the scores. And again, after the game, handoff. Quinn, not a whole lot there. I tell you what, he did not make the tackle, but helping to gum that up some was big number 79, Emmanuel Ware, once again.
Well, with Emmanuel Ware and David Tuttle on the inside, it's really tough to move those guys and to run against this Steubenville front. That's why they've had some success on the outside. And that time, Steubenville walked the linebacker up, put him on the edge of the, and there was no edge. They couldn't get to the edge, and so he was forced inside, and as a result, he got 1 yard.
Second down now and 9 with 2:57 left to go. Fuller, the H-back in motion, goes as a wing now to the top, still jutting to the top. Quinn gets the handoff. Diagonally off the right side, 25. Quintel, 20, and knocked down near the sticks. And looks like with forward progress, he might have enough for the first down inside the 20 near the 19.
There's your edge run again. They're getting them on the. They ran a man in motion out there to set the edge a little wider, force the outside backer a little bit wider. They turned him out, and there's nobody out there. Steubenville's going to have to make an adjustment to this. If they don't, the sales are going to just run the edges all night.
Let's see if we bring in the sticks from the near side. Larry, you can watch the measurement because guess what? Somehow I've been able to wrap the mic cord underneath my chair. That's hard to do, isn't it?
I could do it blindfolded. But
really?
Yeah. It's just short.
All right. So that's not a bad scenario to be in right now,
no,
is it, if you're the Stallions?
No, because you get the extra play to gain 4 or 5 more yards. So you got 2 downs to get 4 inches. So they can quarterback sneak it and just settle for the one. Or they can run Quintel Quinn on the edge and take a chance to break one against maybe what might be a goal line defense. It's certainly going to be a 7-man front, I can tell you that. There's going to be 4 down linemen and 3 linebackers, and they're really tight.
2:41 left to go in the first half of this one. And again, next week, next Friday night, it'll be Watterson and St. Charles, which means, Larry, you get to see the Watterson Road jerseys one more time.
I never get to see the numbers. I might as well see the jerseys. It's
right.
White on white.
Here we go. They need about 4 inches.
This looks like a quarterback sneak to me.
Godfrey, under center. One back in the back that looks to be Thompson this time, and they'll just push the pile as Reggie Bush pushes Matt Leinart. Thank you very
Leinart.
Much. Yeah, it never sounds right to me. It's like you need to buy another vowel. First down.
Smith. Yeah.
Never forget that game against Notre Dame, though, when he pushed and shoved. And I always remember the penalty helping runner. Whatever happened to that, huh? Anyway, good news for the Stallions. They have the first down at the 15-yard line.
We lost our only undefeated season because of that call.
Really? Against whom?
Bishop Hartley. Game 10. He scored a touchdown with 2 minutes to go in the game. They took it off the board, and the next player, quarterback, broke his ankle.
Oh. When you say we, I never can remember because you've been kicked out of so many schools during your tenures.
I've graced so many sidelines.
Yeah, grace. You weren't around long enough for grace. They had you out before the salad. Rolling left is Godfrey.
Run it.
He's going to take the ball and move the ball down inside the 10-yard line, down to around the 8 with 1:51 left to go as the sales keeps moving the football with 1:51 left to go.
I don't know why the clock stopped.
I think we have a flag on the play.
Ooh.
And it's going against the Stallions. The flag resting at the 12-yard line. Mark Riley gets it back, and the Sojourn will start against the Stallions. Back up field, and it's a block in the back against DeSales now.
That's a big penalty there.
Got an update now on Watterson. Speaking of the Eagles, Dunbar on top, 7-6 over Watterson in that contest. Again, Ryan and Dave Perpura will have all the scores coming up at halftime.
Are you telling me Watterson either kicked 2 field goals or they missed an extra point? Because they've got a great kicker.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does.
But everybody can miss one. We know that.
Come on. Kickers.
Randy Tawias missed one this year. It'll be first down and 17 from the 22-yard line. They have to get down to the 5 to move the sticks. And Godfrey wants to throw. There's an opening to the right side.
Got him.
Has a man wide open inside the 5, and they'll take it in for the touchdown. DeSales with 90 seconds left to go. Blown coverage. This has been one of the weaknesses on this team, has been the pass coverage as Fuller makes the catch and takes it in for the touchdown. Fuller is an H-back, but also wideout. And that time, nobody picked up Dante Fuller, 5'11", 190, and a senior, and he motors in for the touchdown.
Dante Fuller, if you'd have thrown a grenade out there, the only person that got hurt would have been Dante Fuller. There wasn't a soul around him. He was in quarantine.
That is his fifth catch. Takes him over 100 yards receiving on the season, and his first catch for a touchdown. So now, Randy Tawia for the extra point, the snap, the kick. It is up, and it's good. So Stallions lead now 21-6, 90 seconds left to go here in the first half.
Now, this is a very dangerous 90 seconds here for DeSales because they don't want to give up any momentum. They have to finish this half, and they have to make at least 21-6.
And to clarify, Watterson did indeed miss the extra point, so that's the scenario. They trail Dunbar right now.
We'll blame that on coaching. There's no doubt about it. It's all coaching.
One school you didn't coach at, is it? Did you actually coach at Watterson?
No. Okay. No, they wouldn't have me.
Hartley, yes.
Hartley. Reedy.
Reedy.
Academy.
Did you ever coach at Worley? You went there.
No, I went to Worley. No, didn't coach there.
Okay. Where else?
That's it.
Capital University.
High Dominican University. I've been thrown out of a lot of places.
The Ohio Dominican.
The ODU. The.
Godfrey, 22-yard pass play to Fuller. To be with the extra point. 10 plays, 72 yards, 4:20 off the clock. And for Godfrey now, Reno, 5 of 9 for 63 yards and one touchdown. Yeah. So the only contest where you really have two Renos featured, one as a coach, one as a quarterback, and the one on the field right now, doing a little better than the one on the sidelines, up by 15 here with 90 ticks left in the first half.
Well, you definitely don't want to pooch this and give them good field position, but you'd like to be able to stop them inside their 30. Ball just blew off the tee. I don't know what the deal is. There's not much wind out here tonight.
Not at flag level, but remember, I think it was 2 weeks ago, you talked about the difference in winds that you have on flag level and on ground level.
I was down on the ground. It was whipping, and up top, the flags were I don't know how that works, because this isn't a big stadium. It's not like it's a horseshoe or something.
You are not a meteorologist, right?
But I did sleep in Holiday Inn last night, so I've got that going for
me. Wow. I'm going to ask. Randy's kick, and it's going to dribble inside the 20 and be picked up at the 15, across the 20, the 25, up to the 30, and near side. Bianco's got it, and Stone is finally stoned right at the 35-yard line, and the ball's free near the sidelines, but I think it trickled out of bounds. And Big Red will keep the ball with 1:21 left to go in the first half.
Now, DeSales must come up with a stop here. They've got to keep Steubenville from scoring, because right now you go in 21-6, and guess what? You're going to get the ball in the second half. So you've got a chance to really put a dent in this game if you can get a stop right here.
So first and 10 from the 35-yard line. A triad to the top. Roberts alone to the bottom from the 35. Mitchell bluffs the quick count. Pierce to the sidelines to get the information.
They can back this boundary corner up here. He's at 5 yards. It's too tight.
Mitchell looking to his left, gunning. Pass is caught across the 40-yard line. So a gain of about 5 on the play. A little second down and 5 situation now for Big Red with 1:10 left to go here in the first half.
Eric's heard enough. He's leaving. He's out of the building. Elvis has left the building. We're on our own, boys.
Well, he's the opposite of Elvis with no hair, but anyway. 57 and ticking here. Straight back to throw goes Mitchell. Rolling left, pressure on, gets away. Going long downfield, throwing it up for grabs, and the pass incomplete. Faulkner did a great job of alligator arms on defense. Pulled them back that time at around the 10-yard line. That thing was gunned downfield by Mitchell on the run. Three defenders. And it was Faulkner that was closest to the wide receiver on the play, which I believe was Tavion Crawford.
Yep.
And it was probably overthrown by about 2 yards.
Well, Tavion is their big, he's their home run hitter. So you're going to try to get him the ball any chance you can.
So now it is third down and 5 from the 40-yard line.
And they just ran him on a little running seam route right down the middle.
Trips to the bottom again, one to the top. Mitchell, quick pop, far side, pass incomplete. Now it makes you wonder.
You're going to have to punt this thing.
You would think that they will attempt the punt. Now, on the season, they have not attempted that many punts because it's almost like, a badge of discouragement here.
If I were DeSales, I wouldn't even put a guy back.
Mitchell has punted 9 times. He's had 2 blocked. The team has only punted 11 times on the season.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd put a guy back. I just let the ball roll around. You got 46 seconds left. You're going to run out the clock anyhow. The only thing you can do here is have a chance of a fumble. You're probably not going to run.
Got to watch him do a fake here, perhaps. No, he's going to boot it. High, not that long. And it's going to hit and dribble inside the 30-yard line, and Faulkner's going to watch it. Head out of bounds inside the 22-yard line as we approach the top of the hour. Just a reminder, you are listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Randy Reinhardt alongside Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Eric Welch. Glad to have you aboard. 38 yards on that punt, no return. All right. How cute do you want to be now with
none.
37 seconds left? You're naturally cute.
If you're going to run the ball, you're going to give it to your best running back on the edge like he did before and hope that Quintel Quinn can break one. If he doesn't break it, you run out the clock. It's no big deal. You're going to take no chances here whatsoever. You got a 21-6 lead. You're going to get the ball to start the half, and you're probably going to get it in better shape than you have it right now.
So first and 10 now. Mark the ball at the 22-yard line. Two wide to the top, one to the bottom.
This edge is open.
Yeah, wing to the top as well, too, Godfrey.
Here they come.
Going to hand it off. Quinn's got the handoff, and he's up to the 25. They go into a scrum. You know they're just trying to reach in there and strip the ball away, and he just goes down at the 23 with 25 seconds left to go, and I don't see any sense of urgency on either side right now.
And there shouldn't be. That should end the half.
Down to 15 seconds left to go.
That time the defense end for Steubenville. Nico Koski, he said, you're not getting the edge. I'm going upfield. And he went straight upfield and forced to play inside.
And that will do it for the first half. For the Stallions, ask for any better. Up 21-6, an early defensive play on the interception by Mason Washington set the tone for the first half, and they lead 21-6 here at the break. We'll head back for the highlighter in just a moment, and also halftime scores from Ryan and Dave Papura. But a reminder once again, you are listening to the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.